great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Government vows to combat disasters in Milenge. The Ministry of Health has recorded significant progress across several areas of the health sector. In international headlines, US carries out massive strike against IS in Syria. And in sports, Rachel Kundananji credits NOCO Matla's advice for growth at SD. Now the news in detail. Minister of Transport and Logistics Museba Frank Tayali has called on African governments to strengthen collaboration in the development of transport infrastructure, saying regional transport corridors are key to boosting economic growth and connectivity. Speaking during the official closing of the 10th tripartite meeting of the Nacala Development Corridor Management Committee in Maputo, Mr. Tayali says the development of transport corridors offers a practical pathway to improving infrastructure across the region. He emphasized that effective collaboration among countries can accelerate progress and enhance trade and mobility. Mr. Tayali further appealed to technocrats to support policymakers in translating policy decisions into tangible development outcomes. He acknowledged the critical role technical experts play in driving infrastructure development and urged them to actively contribute to the implementation of agreed policies. Government says it is committed to addressing disasters in Milenge District, Luapula Province, such as the cassava brown streak disease. DMMU coordinator Andy Chikuwula says Milenge continues to face a range of disasters, including prolonged dry spells, floods, deforestation, and crop and livestock diseases. She cited cassava streak disease as one of the most pressing threats to food security in the district, noting that it has severely affected cassava yields, forcing farmers to cultivate smaller plots and threatening household nutrition and income.
The impacts of the same disasters, it has led to crop retardation and outbreak of pests due to prolonged dry spells, and also crop damage and an increase in crop diseases. One of the crop diseases that I can give an example is the cassava brown streak. It has hit badly in Milenge, where for them to continue farming, they cultivate on a smaller land, unlike previously when they would cultivate larger land for the same cassava. Then, due to prolonged dry spells during the hot seasons, we usually face low water levels in some areas in Milenge, to the level where even for them to have access to clean water is a challenge for the community. So they rely on shallow wells, which is not even clean water for them to consume.
Human rights champion and democracy specialist Ngande Mwanajiti says the forthcoming 2026 presidential elections will be a critical test of Zambia's democratic maturity. He notes that the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, will be seeking a fresh mandate, while opposition political parties will also be competing to win the confidence of the electorate. Mr. Mwanajiti has emphasized that voters are likely to be persuaded by messages that are clear, credible, and development-focused. He has since called on citizens to support serious ideas and promote national unity, development, and the overall well-being of the country rather than empty promises or political theatrics. The Ministry of Health has recorded significant progress across several areas of the health sector over the past 4 years, driven largely by increased government investments and expanded diagnostic capacity. According to the Ministry, government funding to the health sector has steadily increased, with budgetary allocation rising from about 7% of the national budget in 2021 to just under 12% currently. The increased funding has had a positive impact on service delivery across the health facilities. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer and spokesperson Georgia Mutale Chimombo says the notable outcomes of the increased investment is improved availability of essential medicines. Medicine availability, which stood at approximately 35% in 2021, has now improved to between 85 and 90% nationwide, enabling patients to access required treatments more consistently. Copperbelt Energy Corporation PLC CEC says it is on course to achieve more than 300 megawatts of solar energy generation by the end of 2027, supported by ongoing and planned renewable energy investments expected to come on stream from 2026. CEC Chief Financial Officer Mutale Mukuka disclosed in an interview that the power utility is currently developing additional solar projects, including a major expansion of the Itimpi solar project, which is expected to add approximately 136 megawatts to the company's generation capacity in 2026. Mr. Mukuka says the company has already made significant progress towards its renewable energy target following the successful commissioning of the 60 megawatts Itimpi Solar Photovoltaic Power Station in Genoton, Kitwe in 2024, alongside the 34 megawatts Riverside Solar Plant, and both projects are operational and were financed through CEC Renewables $200 million green bond. Mr. Mukuka says the sustainability partner to the customers they serve, part of the vision, have set a very clear strategic objective specifically on renewables, targeting a minimum of 300 megawatts by 2027. He explained that the CEC currently has 94 megawatts of operational solar assets, comprising the 34 megawatts Riverside plant and the 60 megawatts Itimpi facility. In addition, the company has 173 megawatts of solar projects under development. These include the 136 megawatts Itimpi expansion, a 25 megawatts project nearing financial close, and a 12.5 megawatts project currently under construction. We take a break to stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ITU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualifications, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 973 833 434.
International news. The US says its military has carried out a massive strike against the Islamic State group IS in Syria in response to a deadly attack on American forces in the country. The US Central Command, CENTCOM, said fighter jets, attack helicopters and artillery struck more than 70 targets at multiple locations across central Syria. Aircraft from Jordan were also involved. It said the operation employed more than 100 precision munitions targeting non-IS infrastructure and weapon sites. President Donald Trump said they are strongly against IS strongholds following the 13th December IS ambush in the city of Palmyra, in which two U.S. soldiers and a U.S. civilian interpreter were killed. For more foreign news, here is the BBC.
Victims of the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.